AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Heavy fighting is reported around Kyiv in Ukraine. Russian troops have not de-escalated as they had claimed a few days earlier. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Russia is trying to regroup, resupply, and reinforce its offensive in the Donbas region.
These are the words of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg as he addressed journalists at a press conference in Brussels. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky echoed those words in an early morning video address. The president said that Ukraine is seeing a build-up of Russian forces for new strikes on the Donbas and said that Ukrainian forces are preparing for that. Meanwhile, a convoy of buses headed to Mariupol in another bid to evacuate people from the besieged port city. The evacuation attempt came after the Russian military agreed to a limited ceasefire in the area. A new round of talks aimed at stopping the fighting was scheduled for the following day. I'm Karen Chamas.
Since the Russian invasion and the sanctions that have followed, gas prices have skyrocketed. The AP Sagar Magani reports President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve for 6 months.
It's by far the nation's biggest ever release from the reserve. The White House says the increased supply will serve as a bridge until domestic oil production ramps up by year's end. It expects significant relief on gas prices at the pump. They've been spiking amid allied sanctions on Russia for the Ukraine invasion and hammering the president's approval ratings.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he won't vote for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Her record is overwhelming in its lack of a steady judicial philosophy and a tendency to achieve outcomes in spite of what the law requires or common sense would dictate.
Maine Republican Susan Collins says she will vote yes on the Jackson nomination. This is AP News. The hiring boom has helped narrow the racial decline in employment, but it could change.
Some economists say there's a concern the Fed boosting interest rates back up could set back the progress made in racial equity in hiring. That's because rapid rate hikes tend to slow down borrowing and spending, which could send unemployment numbers higher again. And if that happens, an AFL-CIO economist says, blacks and Hispanics typically suffer higher jobless rates. The unemployment rate for black Americans has plunged to 6.6%, down from a pandemic high of nearly 17%. Still, it's two times higher than for whites, and higher than the 4.4% unemployment rate for Latinos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the Justice Department closed without criminal charges an investigation into political fundraising at his former business. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.